Danny Thomas. Of Lebanese descent, he was born Mujahid Yaqub in Michigan in 1914. Thomas's first professional performance was in 1934 as a singer at a Detroit radio station. Danny then moved into stand-up comedy as Amos Jacobs, specializing in ethnic humor. Spotted in Chicago's 5100 Club, Thomas secured a spot on Fanny Bryce's radio show, and by 1945, he was named the best newcomer in radio. That radio success led to the movies, including the 1951 remake of The Jazz Singer and a co-starring role with Doris Day in I'll See You in My Dreams. Danny Thomas refused to have surgery on his trademark schnozzola, and that was it for the movies. He entered into television with 1950s NBC's Four Star Review. 1953, Danny got his own show on ABC, Make Room for Daddy, which evolved into The Danny Thomas Show and lasted for a remarkable 11 years. Thomas invented the TV comedy show audience warm-up by performing off-camera stand-up comedy before making Make Room for Daddy. A man of great integrity, Thomas retained blacklisted writers to work for him under assumed names during the McCarthy years. Thomas's show's title was suggested by his real-world wife, Rose Marie. During Danny's many road tours, Rose Marie had the Thomas children sleep in the master bedroom. When Danny came home, the kids would clear out and make room for Daddy. Thomas combined with producer Sheldon Leonard to crank out hits, including The Real McCoys, The Andy Griffith Show, Joey Bishop, and Dick Van Dyke shows. Thomas poured his TV wealth into philanthropy, founding St. Jude's Hospital for Children. Danny Thomas, a keystone within the graveyard of lost TV stars and shows, remembered by Movie House Productions.